think it was a positive enough step in that we got across all of the points that we needed to make. I welcome the fact that he did ask for the meeting. It was 2 hours on Friday evening. But what I would say and what I had to end up saying after raising all the issues is that I've raised these issues so many times at this point in time. What does this translate into? Because he did feel it was very enlightening what we had to say. That's okay. We're already enlightened. What we need to know is what Charlie is going to do as a cabinet member and Dara Kaleri now is a new cabinet member. You know, what the other TDs are doing, what are they doing to bring about some sort of clarity, resolution, visibility, accountability to an overall plan that is yet to be divulged. So that still remains out there. I think it was a good enough meeting. You know, but at the end of the day, it's a results game, like I keep saying. And right now, we're being more in the dark than ever we were before. And it's just not fair on the people that have trusted in the process. And I think it's time that they started to show their hand here as to what it is we're going to see that's going into legislation, what the overall plan is going to look like, and give us some sort of a definitive timeline as to when we can expect things to happen. This idea of anything from Easter to the end of the year just tells us, and I think it's indicative of where they are with their overall plan, which largely doesn't seem to exist, unfortunately, for a €2.2 billion scheme, which is quite incredible.
And indeed, one of the issues that you raised, or that Charlie raised, was in relation to the foundations, that they will now be included, but that's not what you were led to believe or what is stated in black and white.
Well, on Highland Radio, Charlie has stated that the foundations are included, but that's a stark contrast to what is written in black and white. The frequently asked questions was issued by the department on behalf of the minister on the enhanced scheme on the 30th of November. And clearly in there, page 8 of 11, under what's not excluded in the scheme, is mentioned foundations. So he needs to square that circle. And we've got loads of these types of examples. We've put out a questionnaire, as a Make Action Group team, to the public and asked them for their feedback. We already raised all of the issues that we were encountering and questions that we had asked, and we wanted that to be fleshed out. We will be forwarding that with a letter to the minister, and we'll be seeking immediate clarity on foundations and many other items still to be addressed.